Welcome to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. That, of course, is the music from one of the scariest movies ever, and what some call the first blockbuster from 1975, Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws, based on the Peter Benchley book. My next guest is a big fan of that movie as well, so much so that in his spare time, when he's not working as a TV editor in England, he has spent over a year putting together a filmumentary about the movie Jaws. It's called Inside Jaws. It was posted online just about 7 weeks ago. I've had a chance to watch this thing. It's online. You can watch it for free. And I got to tell you, it is like watching the movie with the greatest commentary track ever. It includes deleted scenes and production stills and behind-the-scenes stories from not just the principals like Steven Spielberg and Richard Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider, but the sound editor and the director of photography and the casting person. And the guy behind all of this is Jamie Benning, who joins us from London now. Hi, Jamie.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. I really, really enjoyed your work, and I can tell as I was watching it, this is a major labor of love for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started these things partly to learn how to use some editing software, but also because I wanted to do a project that I could really get my teeth into, if you excuse the pun. and I started off some years ago doing the Star Wars movies and, most recently with Jaws. And it's just been a new way for me to appreciate the films. And hopefully, you know, people get that same feeling when they watch my stuff as well.
Now, it's important to say this is not authorized by Spielberg or Universal or anybody connected to the movie whatsoever, right? Nobody hired you and said, let's put together the greatest commentary track of all time.
That's right. Yeah, these are completely unofficial, completely non-profit making. Well, in fact, loss making, because I buy books and magazines and DVDs and software. They're loss making for me, but it's a hobby. I don't really drink. I don't smoke. I don't have any, you know, bad habits. I don't have anywhere to spend my money as such. So, this is my hobby. This is my kind of downtime when I'm not, working or playing with the kids or, you know, with my fiance. So,
but it's not like you just took the DVD of Jaws and found the deleted scenes and the outtakes and then put them together. You have things in here where it sounds to me like you've done some original interviews with people.
That's right. I did speak to three different people, one of which was a guy called Kevin Pike, who started off as a laborer on Jaws and ended up being the guy that made the DeLorean for Back to the Future. And he's now a very successful film agent. I also spoke to a woman called Rita Schmidt, who was the girlfriend of the props master on Jaws and just happened to be on set and get her own little part as an extra. So I was sort of, with these projects, I always want to not only talk to the main players, you know, the principal actors and the producers and directors. We've already heard their stories. I mean, Jaws has been documented so many times. I wanted to speak to these people that the people like us that just happen to be involved in some way, or people at the start of their career, or, you know, something different. And that's hopefully what I've achieved with Inside Jaws.
But you also include, there's 8mm footage shot by people from the town, I think, who were just there and amazed by this production that was going on in their midst. And where do you get stuff like that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the thing is, you know, Jaws was an open set very much down there in Martha's Vineyard. And many people turned up and ended up being in the film, in the background, or as, you know, with speaking parts. But other people, they're just snapping away with their cameras or their 8mm cameras. So a woman called Carol Fleegod shot some 8mm film. And I was fortunate enough to be contacted by a guy called Jim Bella, who runs a website called JawsCollector.com. He'd written a book with another guy called Matt Taylor, titled Memories from Martha's Vineyard. And so he'd been around to Martha's Vineyard and chatting to these people, discovered loads of new photos, as well as this 8mm footage. And this is the sort of gold that you can find if you just keep digging, you know, above and beyond where maybe an official documentary may go, let's say.
So you went through collectors and bought up some of their stuff and put it into your filmumentary. You mentioned those local people on Martha's Vineyard who were able to go to the set. There were also a lot of them actually employed in the movie. And one thing that you have in here that I find very interesting is that they didn't make much money when the movie first came out, but they've made money since. Explain that.
Yeah, well, many of the people that were involved in the movie, they either got a daily rate or they got residual payments. So in some cases, when Jaws was made, they might have received $25, $50, $75 a day. But as the film became this huge blockbuster and, you know, has been sold to every country in the world, and I think any one time Jaws is being shown somewhere in the world on a cable station somewhere. So there are people that have had, you know, thousands of pounds turn up on, or thousands of dollars, should I say, turn up on their doormats in the form of a check some years later. So these sorts of payments, though, have very much disappeared from Hollywood. You know, people like, I think one of the last people to make huge amounts of money out of this was Alec Guinness for Star Wars, when he took not only a salary, but took a percentage of the box office of Star Wars, which made him a very rich man indeed. But Hollywood soon learned their mistake, and these payments are very much gone now. Usually you get a buyout payment that would just be, you know, at the end of the making of the film.
Yeah, I have a friend who did some writing for some television sitcoms in the 70s and early 80s, and every once in a while he gets a check for 3 cents or a quarter, or that's about it. But at least these people are making a little bit back from their little investment in the movie. And I want to talk about one of the other people who's involved in the movie, by the name of Carl Gottlieb, who I had a chance to interview several years ago, I think on the 25th anniversary of Jaws. I guess that'll be in 2000, because he wrote a book about his experience there. And you have some quotes from him. For people who don't know Carl Gottlieb, he was both an actor and a writer who turned Peter Benchley's book into the movie Jaws, and along with Spielberg, had to cut himself out of the script, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, he was very much a part of the script, his character. And then as the shoot went on and they had problems and they were making the film, almost making the film up as they went along, because if there was a particular scene that needed to be shot and the shot wasn't working, they'd have to go maybe weeks ahead of schedule to shoot a different scene. So each evening, Carl Gottlieb and Steven Spielberg would meet up and rewrite the script. And it got to the point where they realized that his character probably wasn't necessary. So he ended up having to write himself out. Probably one of the hardest things to do in his career, but a necessity at the time.
Yeah, he's in it a little bit. He plays the guy who owns the newspaper in the little town of Amity, where Jaws takes place. But he's not in there as much as Benchley had him in the book. I'm curious about the impact of Jaws outside the U.S., because we only know our own experience here, and I know that it scared people out of the water for at least a summer, maybe many summers to come. Did it have that same impact in the U.K.?
I think so. I mean, I was born in 1976, so it had already been out when I was born. I mean, it was very much an ever-present video release in the UK for me as a child growing up. And it was one of those things that I kind of had to watch without my parents being there. There was this kind of stigma attached to it that, you know, if you watched it, you'd never be the same again. And to a certain extent, I think that applies to me. You know, I can swim. I'm an okay swimmer, but I'm not as strong as I should be, perhaps. I do have this fear of what's under the surface of the water, you know, having seen Jaws at a very young age, probably 6 or 7 years old. I mean, I have kids around that age at the moment, and I wouldn't dream of showing it to them. I mean, it says it's a PG on the DVD case, but I don't know. I think I'm going to wait until they're 12, or maybe they'll discover it themselves, you know, because some of it is still pretty gory. Even making this this documentary Inside Jaws, watching those scenes again and again, as you do when you're making something like this, they still have the same impact on me when I watch them, you know, as a part of the film.
Have you had any reaction at all from Steven Spielberg to the filmumentary?
Nothing at all. I mean, Steven Spielberg is one of those few directors out there that doesn't like doing commentaries, because he feels it takes away from the illusion of the film itself. But actually, you'd think that somebody like me, who's dissected these films over hundreds of hours, you know, in front of my computer and pulling it apart, wouldn't enjoy the film anymore. But in fact, I watched it again recently, and with some friends and my parents, and we all loved it, you know. And I might even be sharing it again as a little outdoor screening next week when I get married. We're going to have a bunch of people there on the following day, and we're getting married by the water, so I might even show Jaws there. And I still love the film.
Maybe you should show it after people have a swim.
Yes, maybe, yeah. Although, you know, in England, we don't really get anything big and scary in the water, you know.
Yeah, that's what they said at Amity Island, Jamie. Listen, congratulations. It is terrific. I look forward to the rest of your work going forward, although I know you're going to take a while off before you do the next one. And I also know you're never going to get to Jaws 3 or Jaws 4. Congratulations on the Filmumentary. The website is filmumentaries.com. Jamie Benning, thanks for joining me.
Paul Harris. America Weekend.